real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And the topic today, and I think this is a series doing a lot of waste of time, it's on bright headlights. You've seen it on TV. They're trying to crack down on the bright LED headlights. Okay, that is one example. Now, if you remember way back, they were trying to crack down on loud mufflers. Remember? All these young people with loud exhaust mufflers? Well, that didn't work out because, number one, they needed a decimal reader, a sound decimal reader, to apply a ticket to it, because you have to give the decimal reading of a loud muffler. Well, in particular, it had to be so many feet away, so many whatever, and so much regulations that is now dropped. Okay? And now, I guess they don't have much to do, so they're bringing out this thing of bright headlights. And it won't pass safety check. Well, hello. All they need to do is disconnect it and run regular headlights through the safety check and it'll pass. Like everything else, okay? Well, and that's the thing of safety check should be dropped to save the city and state money. It's not working. It's not being done right. It's a whole bunch of waste time and money. Get rid of it. But nobody's listening. Okay? You need to trim the budget. The budget is going way out of shape. So, a lot of states don't have safety check. I think it's about 40 of them. And the way they do it there is the police officer that sees a car that is unsafe, like bald tires, stuff like that, or the tire shaking as he's going down the road, well, they get a ticket for that. And being that they don't have safety check, the fine for that violation is $400. Because the fine is so high, people obey the law. When they go to have the car serviced, they check it out. They pay for it. Have it check it out. Make sure it passes. And the policemen don't pull them over. Well, all over the world, there's all kinds of laws. In some states, you get ticketed for no headlight or no taillight. You know, a bulb burnt out. You get a big fine for that. So, or crack headlight. But there's nothing like that here. It's so relaxed. So what is safety check for? Think about it, folks. What is safety check for? If they're not enforcing it, okay, and it's not being done right, because if that safety check station did it the right way, and checked everything on the list, it would be more than $25. Okay? If you had a shop, okay, and you're charging the customer $100 an hour, you're paying your mechanic $30 an hour, right? Okay? Would you charge $25 to do a safety check that takes hour and a half? No way. If you go down the list of the safety check requirements, it'll take at least an hour to hour and a half to do the proper safety check. Because part of the safety check is that the technician has to road test the car. They don't do that. Okay? So why have it? Why have safety check if it's not going to be checked? Okay? It's like the seatbelt law. They tell you that you have to have seatbelts. That is unconstitutional. The government cannot make laws for your safety and not endanger anybody else. Safety, the seatbelt is only protecting the people in the car. It does not harm other people, pedestrians or other cars. Not having a seatbelt doesn't make you a better driver. Okay? So, seatbelt should be voluntary and up to you. If you go and check the crash fatalities with and without seatbelts, it's even. It depends, okay? Like, there's one accident that happened on Maui where a car went over through the guardrail and down, crashed in the down the cliff. The passenger jumped out because he didn't have a seatbelt. The driver couldn't get out. He had the seatbelt on. So he went down with the car. So if the driver didn't have a seatbelt on, he could have jumped out too. So you see what I'm saying? My attorney, way back, was coming down Oliver Heights. Somebody ran the stop sign or didn't have brakes and ran into his car in the driver's door. He didn't have a seatbelt, so he jumped over to the passenger side. He survived. But if he had a seatbelt on, he'd have been dead, squashed. So, seatbelt should be up to the owner. That's what I'm saying. Okay? Give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? I talk to a lot of people about using Shell Premium. Only reason I say to use the Shell Premium is because that's the only one where the octane is high. It's all over America, folks. There is no such thing as a 91 or 90 octane in America. It's 88. The 91 is tested at 88. So is in Hawaii, but it varies on different islands. Okay? The Big Island, all brands, the 91, the 92 is 90. All brands. 76, Chevron, Texaco, Heli, they're all the same on the Big Island. How come it varies on every island? Island of Kauai has the worst gas. There's no such thing as a 90. Now, in private industry, if you did that, they would take you to court as false advertising. Right? Oh, so how is this being done? Give us a call at 888-5204. Yeah, I know. A lot of people tell me, no, don't say that because you're making noise and you're rocking the boat. Well, I cannot stand back and watch people get ripped off and taken. Because all European cars require 91 minimum octane. Go check your owner's manual. Go look at it. Okay? Go look at it. I talked to his friend of mine that owns a 76 Union service station, and he uses the premium in all of his European cars. He drives a Mercedes, he uses the premium, and I told him, you know, that is not 91, you know, not even 92. He couldn't believe me, so I tested it for him. He was 84. Okay? He got all upset. Well, what you gonna do? Give me a call at 888-5204. Tire pressure is also another one. A lot of mechanics disagree with the high pressure, the better way to go. Okay? But a lot of tests, all of the tests that I've done, the higher the better. If you're overinflated, it doesn't blow the tire up. Okay? If there is a flaw, a defect in the tire casing, no matter what pressure you have, it will blow up from the weight of the car. So, the advantage to high pressure, better gas mileage, better stability on high speeds. Especially if you're driving up on the mainland where they're doing 80 to 90 miles an hour on the freeway. If you're running low pressure, oh boy, dangerous, dangerous. The high pressure is more stable. Go test it. If you have the time to go test it, go down the freeway when it's empty, okay? Run the tires at 32 pounds. Have a car run alongside of you, and the car with a 32 pounds air pressure, tell them to play with the steering wheel. Turn it left and right. And watch the wheel move, the rim. It'll move, but the tire won't move. Okay? It'll be mushy. It's like driving a boat. The response won't be there. But if the tire pressure is up to 44, the response is instant. It's better. Okay? And that should be part of safety check, but it's not. They don't check anything. Try your lights, try your horn, your wipers. Okay, you pass. Is that a safety check? I don't think so. And what surprises me most is people have defective cars and they plead with the safety check people to let them pass. Let them pass with bald tires. I don't understand. Give me a call at 888-5204.
What happens when you drive your car with bald tires? Or what can happen?
The tire can explode, or the rubber can come apart. That's why you see chunks of rubber on the freeway every now and then, is because that person was running a bald tire or underinflated tire, and underinflated tire creates more heat, and the heat takes apart the tire. So, all in all, it's not a good thing. Okay? So, give us a call at 888-5204. In the news, you saw this old lady that got ripped off. Scammers. It's happening all over, more and more, folks. So, you got to protect yourself. Okay? And the way to protect yourself is to get ID Shield. This is one of them. ID Shield is very good and reasonable. They protect you against this kind of stuff. So the person I would recommend to call is Eileen Hines. Her number is 808-780-5000. Give her a call and she'll explain to you the whole program. Okay? Find out. Give her a call. ID Shield. It shields your ID so people cannot scam you. Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000. I think it's break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Miss Anita.
Yes.
Hey, it's Rolling Bob. Slight delay. What's going on here? It's like
you're rolling too fast.
For the rail project.
Yeah, you're rolling too fast.
Yeah. So this is my topic this week. I don't care anymore about the rail. It is so corrupt. Just let it go. Cause you heard the news this week, right? They came up with, oh, we didn't know these buildings were getting built. So now we have to move the rail.
Yep.
And I'm like, see how you laugh? I'm like, what? And you know what? And I'm going to say this, and I know people are going to be mad. You folks that are all down on Trump for Russian and all this stuff in your own backyard, I don't even know how these people get reelected. How can they look people in the face? Running a city, $1 billion project, and every other month, what are we here? Oh, we didn't know about this. Oh, we didn't check on that. Oh, we didn't know the size of the rail cars were going to make it hard for us to make that turn that we planned. Blah, 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 blah. My goodness. I tell you, it's just unbelievable to me. And like we always say, nobody says anything.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, okay. Yeah, you know. And you try to do a little thing. Let's stop paying $12-$15 for safety check. Oh my God, no, no, no. You don't understand. People will die. It's going to end the earth.
Yep.
But they come up every time. Oh, well, we just need another billion over here and a million over here. And, oh, by the way, we were going to fix this, but you know what? We didn't fix it. Oh, we'll move the homeless people from one side of the street to the other. Then the people on the other side complain, we'll move them to the other side. But don't touch that safety check because that $15 is going to break the government. I'm telling you right now. $1 is going to break the government. I'm telling you right now. Unbelievable. Okay. Had to get that off my chest. You know, I feel 3 pounds lighter now. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. But Bob, the $15 or $20, nothing goes to the city or the state. That money you pay for safety check is for the mechanic doing the safety check. Nothing goes to the state or the city. The state and city pays the administrative costs at a loss. At a loss. Okay? They make no money. They pay out $1.2 million a year for administrative costs for safety check. So if they wanted to save money, and if they had the brains, they get rid of safety check, and they have more money. Anyway, just a thought. If you get into an accident and suffer some injury or loss of life, they usually say speed or alcohol was the factor. Do not take that as a, what do you call? Have the car checked. Okay? I'm not getting down on HPD or anything like that. I'm just saying that just because the car hit the pole and killed your son or your daughter, don't take it that it was speed or alcohol as a diagnosis. Have the car checked. Okay? There was one accident in Ever Beach where a bunch of young people got killed when their car hit the rail pillar. Police department says speed was the factor. May have been. But how do you know the steering, tires, brakes, or CV shaft, the axle shaft, didn't break and cause the accident? Being that the safety check people do not check that, how do you know? Will you take that thing that, oh, your son or daughter was speeding, that's why they died? That's not right. Think. I'm telling you this from experience, because when I was growing up, I did a lot of that, speeding and everything on the road. But whenever it became dangerous, we slowed down. Okay, but back then, there was no such thing as a front-wheel drive car. Okay, all of the cars were rear-wheel drive. Rear-wheel drive means the power came off the back wheels, not the front wheels. Today, 90% is front-wheel drive. And if that front axle should break off, it will tear up the steering and the brakes, and you won't be able to control a car. So it doesn't matter if you're going 50 miles an hour or 15 miles an hour, you will crash it. So if you're going at 20 miles an hour and the thing should break and crash your car, is the police department going to say speed or alcohol was the factor? Or you, the driver, inattentive to driving? Need to find out. You cannot just point finger and blame. Okay? Because it's not all the time the driver's fault. Give me a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. That's why you see a lot of commercials from that law firm that always coming out advertising about injury from accidents. Okay? And the one that I would recommend is Michael Green, a good lawyer. And I would recommend him to represent you in an auto accident. His number is 521-3336. 521-3336. Very fair and straight out. Very honest attorney. Okay? So, anyway. If you have a question, comment, announcement, give us a call at 888-5204. Okay? So, the low octane gas that a lot of people like to put in, and that's the highest selling gasoline right now, the low octane, the 87. Okay, the lower the octane, folks, the less the gas mileage. If you think I'm BSing you, go try it. Try two tankfuls of the Shell V-Power 92. Try two tankfuls of that. The reason two tankfuls is because to clean out the old gas that was in there. Then you fill it up with the new gas again, and it will give you the real mileage. And it also adjusts the computer. The computer can come up to the where it's supposed to be, and you'll get the gas mileage. Go figure it out. The lower the octane, the less the gas mileage. And because of we have this computer systems all up, go check it out. Go check out on, I don't know how to use the computer, so Google or whatever they call it. Go Google. Check it out. You know, octane, gasoline octane around the world. Go check out Vietnam, Japan, Philippines, Samoa. Go check out the octane. Okay? No, maybe you shouldn't, because then you're going to be really bent out of shape. Germany.
Why is it high?
Oh, it's high all over the world. America has the lowest octane in the world. Germany, regular, the lowest octane they have, 100 octane. Why is that? Anyway. Don't want to knock on it, but, you know, truth is the truth. You know, and if you're going to knock on the private industry for false advertising, what about the rest? Be fair across the board. Not knock on certain industry and not other. Anyway, just my thinking. You can decide.
Oh, I think most people don't really care about their car, so they'll just go with the cheaper octane.
You know, I think you're right. I think you're right. And that's sad. That's really sad. And that's why a lot of people would rather lease a car. I don't recommend leasing a car. Leasing a car is like renting a house. When it's time to get out, you gotta get out, and you get out with nothing. When you buy the car, at least when you want to get out, you can sell it for a price. Okay? Now here's a good one, and you go figure it out, okay? Would anybody ever think about or imagine leasing a collectible car like a Shelby Mustang? Like a Carroll Shelby Mustang. Would they think about leasing it or buying it? If you're leasing it, you get nothing when it's time to turn it back in. Collectible cars do not depreciate. They always appreciate, just like real estate. I think that the first 65 Mustang that Carroll Shelby built and was brand new and went on to auction last year at the Barrett auction, Barrett Jackson auction in Scottsdale, Arizona. It went up to $1 point some odd million, and before the hammer could drop, the computers came in. On the computers, it sold for $6.5 million. A 65 Mustang. Because it was built from that world-renowned, famous racer, Carroll Shelby. 8 months later, that person who bought it rolled it over again for $10 million. A car. Oh, unbelievable. Okay, who do we have
we
now?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
You had to make sure if this was a live show, huh?
Oh, I was so surprised to hear my voice last time. Because I didn't come on the radio until after it started. Yesterday, I happened to hear that it was Aloha Friday for Channel 2, so the new airport shell I went down for, you say 50 cents a gallon.
So wow.
I hope it's a good gasoline.
What brand?
Shell.
Shell?
Uh-huh.
Shell's good.
Because I thought that depending on which station...
No, they're all the same now.
Oh, okay.
Shell is the number one gas to use.
Because the other year, when you told me not to go to the one I was going to and I went to the other one, yeah, it was different, boy.
Mm.
But no. Now you're saying...
Now they're all even.
To leeward side too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then about the seatbelt, many years ago... I met somebody on the mainland, when I was on the mainland, and she said that she was in a horrible accident. Nobody was injured, but if she's living today because she did not have her seatbelt on.
That's true.
It was a terrible accident. And people are making laws just for taxing the people, and it's like a tax. It's not to help people.
No. Nope.
To make money.
Yes. Everything is about money. It's sad.
And when you listen to the news, they tell you, oh, the person in the accident didn't have their seatbelt on. But remember, the opposite is that all the news where people got into accidents and they lived, maybe they didn't have their seatbelts on.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
News doesn't tell that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day on Olelo, I got into the last part, but in July there was a, I don't know if AIA sponsored it, three panelists, and they were talking about the rail, and the little bit I heard, I got to hear it again, I got to find out how I can listen to the whole thing, but this forum at the State Capitol Auditorium was in July, and apparently you can save 4 years and lots of money the way that they were recommending or whatever.
Okay.
But was it Rob who gave up? I tell people, don't give up because people are getting smarter. And if you don't get lazy, but Hawaii people are lazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, there's more hope than people think because we're stupid if we just let this go.
That's right.
But thank you.
Thank you, Baba. Okay. It's break time.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my boy.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean it and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here is Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And just to let you know, there's a lot of scammers going on. And it's just getting out of hand. They're scamming people by taking their identity. So, I highly recommend that you get this system called ID Shield. Okay? It protects you against all that. To find out more about this program, ID Shield, call Eileen Hines at 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000. Call her up and ask her more info about this ID Shield. And she'll explain everything to you. Okay? It's an excellent stuff to have. And it protects you and give you a total peace of mind. Okay? Give her a call. Okay. Other thing that I wanted to bring up is in mufflers. We talked about loud mufflers. A lot of people think that a loud muffler is a sign of high flow. That's not true. The Flowmaster muffler, that brand muffler, is very loud, but is low flow. It doesn't really flow a lot of exhaust. A quieter one, made by Walker Muffler, is the highest flowing muffler in the market. And it does save you gasoline and gives you more power. But it's not loud. How they do it? I don't know. If you look through the pipe of the muffler, it's a straight through pipe. Okay? So it flows right through, but it absorbs all the sound. There's no sound. Not like a Flowmaster, which is very loud and doesn't flow much exhaust. So, it's deceiving. Okay? Give us a call at 888-5204. 888 5204. Okay? Another thing that we want to bring out to your attention, those of you that live in areas like Mauna Loa Valley, Manoa Valley, you know, in the real residential area, be aware. Pay attention. Okay? There's people cruising the area looking for houses to rob or cars to steal. They cruise by and look at everything and case the place out. Get the license number and turn it in. Okay? This is going on more so around the valley areas or the residential areas, not in the town area. Okay? Pay attention. Don't just not look at things like that. Because once you bring it to the police department's attention, then that will cut that out. Okay? Okay, who do we have?
We have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, George.
What's up?
Shell gas is still the best to be buying, like you just said minutes ago, because I did my weekly test, and yep, they all test out to be good.
That's good.
You know, the other thing is that I thought I'd share this with the listeners. You know that digital octane tester we've been meaning to get a hold of? There was a write-up about it, and this is a guy who's been testing gasoline, a premium grades now, the 91, 92, whatever a premium grade is on the mainland. He thought his tester was busted. He said, hey, you know, I've been going all around to the different stations, you know, across the state. How come I only get a reading in any premium grade of 88? Aha, George, you were right. That means that device ain't fooling you. It is 88 all around the country.
That's right.
I mean, no, but the guy thought maybe that electronic tester was faulty. It's not faulty.
No, it's not. Because the oil companies back in 2005 asked Congress and the legislature if they have to add ethanol to the gas, can they be allowed to lower the octane by 3 numbers?
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that is the oil companies know that by adding ethanol 10%, it will increase the gas mileage. So they want to lower the octane to bring it back down.
Right, bring it back down.
Yeah. It's common sense. Because anybody owned an oil company, would they want their customers to have better gas mileage?
No.
That's right.
No.
So that's why.
But what cracked me up was when the guy thought the thing was bust, it ain't bust.
That's right. He's just reading the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you try. I have one.
Oh, you have one. Okay.
And don't tell me it's busted.
Yeah, no, I won't tell you it's busted.
Okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot, George.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks a
lot. So, there you go. Okay? And Dean does it every week, you know, as a free service. He does it. The state doesn't do it because the state knows what it is. That's sad. That's real sad. So, anyway, that's what we live with. Now, I recommend putting on an electric rust-proofing device on all cars. Because Harvey on Kauai said that they found that putting on the electronic rust-proofing device on a car that already has rust, it keeps more rust from coming out. And if you fix that rust spot that you have, it will not break out into more rust. So I checked with this rust-proofing people, and they agreed. They said, yes, it does stop the rust from coming out on different areas of the car. So, if you're interested, I do have it, and I can install it for you, or you can buy it and install it yourself. This electronic rust proofing device is excellent. Excellent. I have it on all my cars. I have no problem with rust. Okay? So, anyway, you can just give me a call at 847-5554. 847-5554. Okay? So, anyway, if you have a question or anything, give us a call at 888-5204.
Is that expensive to install?
No, it's quite simple. Just hooking up three wires.
Yeah, but does it cost a lot to install?
No. We install it for free. Anyway, when you buy an insurance policy, part of the service is your agent supposed to explain to you all the coverages. It's like buying a new car. The salesperson is supposed to explain to you all of the options of that new car. It's not just slam bang, thank you ma'am, and you're out of there. No. It's supposed to go over with you. And that's why a lot of these law firms are representing people that got taken or underinsured or not insured. Okay? So, be careful. In the old days, there was no law requiring you to have insurance. In the old days, people would think, well, I don't own anything, so I don't need to worry about a lawsuit, so I won't buy insurance. That's not the way it is today. They came out with a law that you have to have insurance, and that was good. That was a good law to protect everybody else. Okay? And that's how it should be. But then insurance companies didn't want to pay out, so they finagled the insurance policies. So be careful when you buy insurance policies. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 888-5204. Now, there's a lot of scammers going on. The economy's bad. People are looking for easy way to make money. So there's they're scamming your ID. I recommend calling this person, Eileen Hines. She can explain to you what ID Shield is all about. I mean, it's not like you gotta pay anything. You just call her and she'll explain the whole scam of ID scamming. ID Shield protects you. Her number is 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000. Eileen Hines. Okay? Okay. Give us a call at 888-5204 if you have a question or anything. No problem. We're very flexible. Okay? Now, the reason I push ethanol, because the tests I've done over the years about ethanol, it's excellent. Excellent, excellent fuel. Does not pollute, and so much uses for ethanol other than just fuel. It's a disinfectant. They use it in surgery. You can use it in the ocean to disinfect the ocean. It does not harm the environment. Fishes, crabs don't die from the ethanol. Ethanol is vodka. Vodka is 40% ethanol, 60% water. Okay?
It's break time.
Okay.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101. She's real fine, my.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again. Give us a call at 888-5204. Okay? So, anyway. I know it's confusing on cars, but the newer cars today have the electronic throttle. There's no cable, no rod, no linkage. It's electronically done. So if you pay attention to the driving of your car, you get used to it, you don't notice it. But if you jump from an older car that had a cable throttle into a car that is electronic throttle, big difference. There's a delay. It doesn't respond to your foot like normal, which on some people can cause accidents like that. That's why the cars went into the drugstore or the restaurant or, you know, by accident. And everybody thinks, the driver don't know how to drive. But, you know, it could have been delayed and the person driving thought, we're not stepping enough gas. So they step more and all of a sudden it flips right open and take off. So, you know, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable with this electronic gizmos. I like the old-fashioned, you know, steering shaft, throttle, cable, you know, all that stuff. Now they're thinking of coming out with electronic brakes and getting rid of the brake fluid.
So if they do that, how does that work?
Then they get rid of the power brake because the brake will be applied by an electric motor on each wheel that will apply the brake. Excuse me, but I would rather have hydraulic and the old-fashioned style instead of electronic brake. No. And they want to do the electronic brake because if there's an object in front of you, the electronic brake will grab. It's easier for the manufacturers, okay? But think, folks, think about it. If all this was good stuff, they would have it in every race car in the world, okay? Like airbags. If airbags was good and safe, every race car in the world would be required to have an airbag. No. Every race car in the world does not have electronic throttle, does not have electronic steering, or electronic brake. Okay? Think about it. I'm talking about seatbelts. Do you know that the seatbelt that comes in the car, you cannot use that in a race, for instance, in a drag race, you have to remove the shoulder harness. If you're going to race your car with the seatbelt only, you can, but you cannot use the shoulder harness. The reason is, if you're going to use shoulder harness, it has to be both shoulders crisscross, okay? You don't see a one-way harness in racing. It's both sides. in a heavy, strong head-on collision with the standard seatbelts. Your back will twist. Okay? Even with the airbag, your back will twist and you will have a back injury. But with the crisscross belt, it holds you square in the seat and you will not have a spinal injury. So much for seatbelts. Okay? They don't work. Anyway, safety is the number one issue.
What happens if your brakes fail? What do you recommend?
Put it in reverse.
Is that going to break your transmission?
Better than breaking your life. No, it won't break the transmission. Dump it in reverse, but you got to step on the gas. Because if you just put it into reverse, it won't go. It'll be in neutral and go faster. But if you put it in reverse and step on the gas, it tells the computer, we're going reverse. So it'll go reverse. Okay? You have to step on the gas. Yes, it'll make all kind of noise and all that. But at least you'll come to a stop. Okay?
Even if you're going down a hill?
Yep. But, you know, you shouldn't have that problem. But you do. There's a lot of mechanics out there that don't really know about brakes. They know how to take it apart, put it back together, but as far as upgrading or making it better, they don't have a clue. Okay? So, be safe. Anyway, we need to remove safety check and cut the budget. That's one way of cutting the budget. Get rid of safety check. The safety check, when you go in, and a lot of you listening, you know, you got into that predicament where they tell you to pass safety check, you gotta do this or you gotta do that. Well, I've come across so many in my years where people came in and said, I cannot pass safety check because they said I needed struts or shocks. And when I checked it, nothing was wrong. Nothing was wrong. But they use that to hustle business. And that's wrong.
Well, how do you know if they're just doing it to hustle business? How can you tell you need it or don't need it?
Then if, like for instance, shocks. If they say you need it, then go drive down the freeway or road that's, you know, not flat. Not potholes, but not flat. You got dips. And if your car goes through the dips like you're riding a boat, it floats. Okay? The car floats, you need shocks. If you get on the freeway and you're going 50 miles an hour, and if it feels like it's not gripping the road, you need shocks. Okay? That's the way you know. Now, the guy doing the safety check didn't drive it down the road, so how does he know the shock's no good?
By putting his hand on your, front end or whatever and try and push it down and bounce it.
No, you cannot tell that way. You gotta drive it. You gotta drive it. That's why part of the rules for safety check, and you go check it with the city, is to road test the vehicle. How many of you out there, when you had a safety check done, they road tested your car? Zero. Anyway, it's that time again that we need to say, take care of each other. This is Hawaii. And the Aloha State. Don't lose it. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.